This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. There have been a series of explosions in Baghdad, but no one was injured in either event. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, the blasts followed emotional funerals where protesters chanted, "America is the great Satan," following a missile attack that killed Iran's top general Qasem Soleimani and several others.
Thousands of mourners marched in a funeral procession. Iraqi militant leaders killed in a U.S. airstrike Friday. Iran has vowed harsh retaliation for the death of General Qasem Soleimani, the head of the elite Quds Force. President Hassan Rouhani says the U.S. made a big mistake, the consequences of which will be seen for years to come. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he's been telling allies in the region, including Iraq's president, that the U.S. remains committed to de-escalation. But a series of rockets fell inside Baghdad's Green Zone Saturday night, where the U.S. embassy is located. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Here in the United States, protests took place across the country Saturday against the prospect of war with Iran following the drone strike that killed Qasem Soleimani. AP's Julie Walker has details.
At the D.C. demonstration in front of Trump Hotel, Jane Fonda spoke. Organizers say there were protests in 30 cities, including New York's Times Square, where Eric Rossi voiced his concerns about escalating tensions.
Murder and assassination cannot lead to any good consequences.
Susan Schnell is president of Veterans for Peace NYC.
We've seen the death and destruction of war, and we say no more war.
President Trump has said we took action to stop a war, not start one. Julie Walker, New York.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has called up more than 3,000 military reservists to help battle devastating fires that have scorched huge swaths of New South Wales and Victoria State. Morrison said the government has committed $20 million Australian dollars to lease 4 firefighting aircraft for the duration of the crisis.
That will include 2 long-range fixed-wings DC-10s with 36,000 litres capacity and 2 medium-range fixed-wings large air tankers with an 11,000 litre capacity.
The helicopter-equipped HMAS Adelaide was deployed to assist evacuations from fire-ravaged areas. Temperatures soared above 43 degrees Celsius in Canberra and more than 48 degrees in the Sydney suburbs on Saturday. The deadly fires have already burned more than 5 million hectares of land and destroyed more than 1,500 homes. 14 people died and 9 were wounded in a bomb attack on a bus bringing children back from a school break in northern Burkina Faso Saturday. It was not immediately clear who was responsible for the blast, which occurred in the Suvu province near the border with Mali. Islamist groups with links to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State have increased attacks in the area over the past 2 years, despite international efforts to stamp them out. Attacks in the past 12 months have killed hundreds and forced nearly 1 million people from their homes. Chad has ended a months-long mission fighting Boko Haram in neighboring Nigeria and withdrawn its 1,200 troops across their common border. The Chadian soldiers, brought out in pickup trucks and tank transporters, crossed the bridge back to their home capital in Nigeria more than a decade ago, leading to at least 35,000 deaths, with violence spilling over into Chad, Niger, and Cameroon. A Boko Haram faction aligned with the Islamic State West Africa Province jihadists is active around Lake Chad, where the group has training bases on the Niger border. China has replaced Wang Zemin, the head of its Hong Kong liaison office, the most senior mainland political official based in the Chinese-controlled territory. His dismissal follows more than 6 months of often violent anti-government protests in the city. China's Ministry of Human Resources and Social Security said Saturday that Wang, who had held the post since 2017, had been replaced by 65-year-old Luo Huining. Until November, Luo was the top official of China's ruling Communist Party in the northern province of Shaanxi. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.